I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Tobe was speaking to the media, of course, chief special teams coordinator, assistant coach.
Well-respected around
the
league.
Very well-respected. You guys know this time last year, it was a lot of talk about the landing zone, and the Chiefs had this plan, and LRZ and all that. One of those good times, we were talking about LRZ and everything. Dave Tobe predicted the other day that 80 to 90% return rate on kickoffs this year. We know what they did to, in the league's mind, change this, and it's something that I think was very evident 3 weeks into the season, if not a week in the season. They needed to incentivize teams to not just kick touchbacks or penalize them, really, right?
Yeah.
Which is what they moved the touchback up a couple yards, and that potentially could prop more kickoff returns. I'm a little skeptical on like the percentage, because last year everybody thought that, but I do think now, instead of, if you think you're getting the ball at the 35 or the 40. It's 35, right? Then they bump it up to 35.
Mm-hmm. So five more yards.
Versus the 30 or the 25 way back in the day. Like that's a big difference in terms of the field that you're willing to give up if you're a team kicking off. So I do think there's a good chance you're going to have an opportunity to return kicks more than we did last year.
90% though.
Not 90.
90%?
I could see in the high 80s.
I will say, for the same stat I gave you last year, the difference between 25 and 30 yard line was an increase of likelihood of scoring by about 5%. It goes up another 10% from 30 to 35. So, like, what you're talking about is a significantly higher increase of the likelihood of you are scoring by going to that yardage marker, which is why Tobe thinks people are going to kick the ball so that they have to be returned by these teams. That's why he's saying it. He just thinks that you'll be forced into it because you could give up the 5 yards. Everyone on defense gold was essentially willing to give up that yardage. They didn't think it was going to beat them up too much in the likelihood to score department, yeah, that it was actually worth the risk of allowing the player to return it and get a better return against you. And he's saying now there's enough juices worth the squeeze, which you and I talked about from the beginning. Now I would have gone almost further.
To the 40. Like 40. Go to the 40. I'm with you.
I would have taken it so far where it's like, if you want returns, if you want an 80 to 90% return rate, I'd have taken it way out of the mix.
And if your response to it getting moved to 40 is, well, that's crazy. That's the point. Hopefully teams would think it's crazy. They don't want to give up the ball.
So they're going to kick the ball in the play, so it's returned.
That's the exact point of it. It's not the 40, by the way. It's the 35, but the 40 would have been, I'm with you, I would have been fine with that. The only part I'm skeptical about is,
we did do this last year.
We did it a little bit last year, and all the time, this wasn't just a Dave Tobe Kansas City thing, in fairness. This was other teams also. Oh, we got this like master plan, all these ideas for kickoffs, and oh my gosh, they're going to revolutionize it. And look, I was guilty of buying into the hype too, but like, you know, we got, teams aren't going to know, they're keeping it close to the vest, and they think they found a secret weapon, and Justin Reed's going to kick off, and LRZ. Nothing freaking happened all year. Nothing.
No. No. No.
Nothing.
They had this whole, like, you're right. It was like deep dive, like, we've got the most creative, crazy, rugby style, watch us go. They had this whole thing about, like, kickoffs are never going to be the same
now,
again.
Look, he never even made the team, so maybe he was part of the plan and he just turned out to not be as good as they thought he was. I don't know.
Or maybe, again, the 5 yards wasn't enough of encouragement for us to go wackadoo with our kick return coverage and actually make an attempt at making it look different with an actual effort to try to get the yardage we're doing. Look, I actually kind of hope he's right. I still like kick returns. I still like the idea that you can get six every once in a while by just being better on special teams. I do think it's a part of the game and always has been a part of the game, and should factor into game planning and your ability to win. Sometimes you get to win a game you shouldn't by returning a punt late, by returning a kick late, by making a difference in the parts of the game that teams sometimes don't make the most of. But at the same time, it's like, it is a full, I'll believe it when I see it.
I think it even factored into the slight, very, very slightly, how they drafted. Because Brett Veach, in his pre-draft presser, you know, was talking about, you know, we're looking for guys that have kickoff return experience, punt return experience. Jalen Royals has that. Rashard Smith has it. So I wonder, and that's where Nico Remigio comes into this as well, where that's it's a minor camp story. It's a very, in the tiers of big stories, it's very low on the list, I would say, but it's there because who's going to be the kickoff returner. I think it'll be interesting where if Nico makes the roster, he's going to be the kickoff returner. But if he misses it, then you could see Jalen Royals, you could see Breshard Smith mixed in there. You could see maybe the one-off of other guys just thrown in to be returning those kicks.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see which way it goes. I guess part of it is like, if they matter again, well, then you should have, I feel like teams have put lesser players in those roles because they're like, it doesn't really matter anyway. Right? I don't think you see as many guys like Tyreek Hill used to return kicks for this team, even when he was a good wide receiver, Gold. Used to see, you know, like I thought you used to see bigger name players doing the job.
So would you want Worthy doing it?
I mean, look, from the injury risk perspective,
not every time, but like kickoffs.
As the same thing goes in the punt, like as a one-off, and kickoffs are different than punt returns, but like as a one-off, because I want the fastest guy in the field with a chance to sprint 70 yards down the field. I mean, yeah, kind of. And I like the strategy part of it. Sports change and evolve, and I like to see how coaches change and evolve to handle the changing needs of the teams. It'll be, you know, like a lot different than that.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.